wasn't going to sleep with boys anymore?
Yeah, his
yes.
I forget, one of his attorneys said that he would not sell his interest in the Beatles music, but he will just continue his practice of sleeping with boys.
Well,
although he never did anything wrong.
And Buzz, I don't know, I don't remember our meeting about the news. Do you have anything about Neverland being sold?
I do. That's coming up after I tell you that in testimony yesterday, the manager of Neverland Ranch admitted that he'd lied to police, telling them that Jackson never slept with children. Jackson himself admitted he did on national television. So now a Jackson defense witness has been outed as less than truthful. To make matters worse, the same guy admitted that Jacko had special bonds with a series of boys, including Macaulay Culkin. And to make it even worse, the ranch manager was called out in court for his repeated looks to Michael as if he needed help with his answers on the witness stand.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. Should not say he's Jacko. I'm not a Jacko. I'm Jackson.
How do you feel
when I call you? Wacko Jacko. Where'd that come from? I'm English tabloid.
Where did that come from?
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me. It's not nice. Don't do it.
It's not nice. Don't do it.
That's what all the boys said.
Perhaps feeling a little too much.
I feel that when people do it. Wacko Jacko.
Either way, the
How
ranch...
How would you feel, Buzz?
I would feel badly, Michael.
Wacko Jacko.
Yeah. Wacko Buzz. Not friendly
sounding. It's not nice. Stop it. And I will no longer sleep with boys.
Good for you, Michael.
And I'm not selling the Beatles collection.
But you are selling something else, I think.
And I have a face like a clown.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever happens, the ranch manager may be out of a job. The National Enquirer says Jackson has secretly sold Neverland. The Enquirer says the price was $35 million.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're not going to go for the price?
Yeah, because when I read this in the Enquirer, I was blown away by...
$35 million is the selling price. Did you remember what the mortgage was? What the mortgage is at this point?
No, see, that's why you're good, Buzz, and I'm bad, because I don't read the whole story.
$16 million. $16 million is the mortgage on the place that Jackson has left.
So it's still under $50 million.
Right.
For that whole freaking...
$35 million.
Pedophile playland.
Does it come with the carnival rides?
I believe it does. Carnival. I think as is.
Wow. Well, you know, if you're a super rich guy that's got kids, it's probably a trip.
I don't care if you're Donald Trump, you wouldn't buy that place because you'd walk in and you'd smell pedophilia.
Oh, you're right. You never know what the kids might find.
I'm selling it.
You could not go in any room without thinking, who's violated here.
And can't you bring in like one of those people that cleans up after crime scenes?
Did you feel like the Amityville Horror? Yeah. It never leaves.
Would you seal off the secret room?
Yeah, I was going to say, remember, they've already found one secret room.
Uh-huh. Right.
You think that's it?
Yeah, you're right.
I guarantee you there's a sodomy bunker.
I guarantee there's nothing
other.
Obviously, the ranch was sold to help Jackson pay his bills. The paper says the property is in escrow, so the buyer's name has not yet been revealed. The ranch reportedly costs about, what do you want to guess, how much it costs a year to maintain?
Oh, okay.
$35 million ranch.
I'd say it costs $3 million a year.
That's exactly correct, Don. That's the answer.
Hey, Mike, I didn't know it. I swear to God.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Tabloids.
Why so much?
$3 million?
Well, you have to oil the Ferris wheel.
Lots of bushes. Lots of bush.
That need trim, right?
Is that how much you pay for your house a year to maintain it?
Seems that way.
The tabloid says Jackson will be out within the next 90 days after 17 years of living there.
90 days, Jerry.
One
attorney will be in touch.
Thanks a lot.
One source says Jackson will move out the day after the trial is over, that since the police raid, it just hasn't felt like home.
Oh.
Homo.
Bodies popping out of the ground in a Chicago cemetery. Our story when we return.
Thank you, bud. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Uh-huh. The Don and Mike Show.
It's double dose of those tonight.
They are forever making pretend. Don and Mike.
And here he is again now, Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy. Hey, this is Buzz. Don't worry about the headphone thing.
No, I like that WKRP.
Just to say, Dr. Johnny Fever never had headphones. Buzz just sit over there casually without his headphones on.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if we could all do the show like that? We wouldn't have headphone heads.
What?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Rest in pieces. In Chicago, a man went to a cemetery to pay respects to his late mother. He couldn't find her grave. A lot of the graves had no markers. Hers was in a pile of other markers that had been tossed aside. What he did find was coffins coming out of the ground. Quoting him, I run up on coffins, open, foul odors coming out.
Help!
He called Chicago's Channel 5.
Okay, there's no real need for you to get upset about that, Rosie.
I love you. I have to go catch a bus.
Yeah, well, right. Go catch it right now.
Open your eyeball. Beatles, and you can say that he's a little bit of a jerk.
He is not. He's reading the news.
I buy my bus pass for $40, and I'm first always, so that's why I'm first.
I don't care.
So the camera crew, Channel
Thank
5
you.
In Chicago. You're
Shut
welcome.
Oh, that is that.
Good.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, I hear you, too.
Hope her daddy's not buried in the cemetery. The camera crew got shot.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
Good. Good.
Put whatever, a sock in
whatever
it.
Makes you happy. Camera
crew. The sheriff.
You're not a sheriff.
Not a sheriff. Camera
crew. You can forget about my sister. She got a boyfriend.
Just leave me alone.
The camera crew got shots of at least three coffins sticking out of the soil and a view of the plastic-wrapped bodies inside at the Homewood... Yes, at the Homewood Memorial Gardens. It is frightening. Yes. Caretaker says this is just because of the improvements that are being made.
You're upsetting her.
Man should come across. I don't want to do that, really. Plus, quoting him, quoting the caretaker at the cemetery, we have coyotes that come and dig animals, stuff like that.
And dig, yeah.
Who
and
run this joint anyway?
What not?
Okay. All right, stay out of it.
Valid question.
Oh, that is that.
Yes, he is. Think about that and cry.
You drink, you have...
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
You drink, you have sex. You drink, you have sex. If that's your pattern, after a while, you begin to associate drinking with sex. Suddenly, instead of Pavlov's dog, you are Smirnoff's dog. Scientists have proven this in a study of men published in the latest edition of the medical journal Addiction. I subscribe, by the way.
Thank you.
They survived, they surveyed hundreds of college students about their views on alcohol and sex. The survey told researchers which students associated the two. They knew from that survey which students associated drinking and sex. The guys in that group...
Where's my son's name on this list?
No names were used. They just kept track. The researchers kept track, but they didn't publish them. And the guys in this group of tying alcohol with sex, even when given real-tasting non-alcoholic drinks, gave higher ratings to pictures of attractive women than the guys who just got soda.
It was like a placebo.
Yes.
What if you drink because you never get sex?
That's very bad.
I would suspect you'd begin to associate that with drinking.
I what associate if you... it with violence.
Then, of course you do.
What if you drink because the sex...
It's not. Yeah, we're with you.
The sex. Well, let me just say, mother-in-law in the house.
Yeah. Right.
All the time.
Yeah. It has an effect.
24/7.
Has an effect.
No matter how much you drink, I don't think you'll do that.
Yeah, just don't begin to.
Have sex with her? No, I'm talking about her.
Oh.
I'm talking about how hard it is for my wife and I.
She's in the house, yes.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I totally misread that.
According to the study, if she's always in the house when you have sex, you'll begin after a while to associate.
You're going
to
need a lot of drinks.
The study.
A lot of drinks, too.
Anyway, the study's conclusion is just the thought of booze makes some guys horny.
Really?
That's the conclusion of the study.
Count on it.
Science is continuing to...
Hello!
Yeah, baby.
Science is continuing to prove that being gay is not a choice. It's genetics. The latest research shows that the brains of gay men respond to certain aromas. Hi.
Oh.
The way women's brains do.
George Michael.
Wow.
Gay men respond to aromas same as women do. Same aromas. And that the brains of straight men respond in a completely different way. Brain scans show different responses in gay and straight men to pheromones, the aromas given off by men and women who are not bathed in cologne.
That's what Farrah Fawcett does when Ryan O'Neill is just giving it to her.
That's what comes out of
pheromones.
What comes out of the Farrah Fawcett. The sweat of a man carries the sweat of a man carries a derivative of testosterone. Women and gay men respond to it. Straight men find that aroma unpleasant.
Homo.
Straight men are more likely to be aroused by the estrogen that are found in a woman's urine, according
God
to the study.
Damn right, Buzz.
The results of testing on lesbians.
You're in the hen ass.
Not in yet.
Wow.
Now, scientists have also proven that Mike O'Mara is right to recline while doing the show.
Hold on. Here's your jingle again, Mike.
All right. A bonus party.
An Australian psychologist found that people are more creative when they're lying down.
Yep.
He says his subjects did a much better job.
I've said it for years.
There you go. Put your feet up, buddy.
All the thoughts are just coming into my brain right now.
The psychologist says his subjects did much better at solving anagrams in that position than they did while thinking on their feet.
Anagram.
What's an anagram?
Well, I'll give you an example. The ability
to... No, I know what an anagram is.
Well, let me explain to people who don't know,
okay.
Because I suspect there may be some.
Thank you.
The ability to do anagrams, quickly rearranging the letters of a word to form different words, that's considered a sign of creativity, if you can do that well.
I can.
The researcher says adrenaline sharpens your alertness when you stand up, but it impairs your creative thinking. And there's less adrenaline when you're lying down.
There's no adrenaline in here. Not right now.
I guarantee there's nothing in there, Hank.
It's none. I'm out empty. No, I'm empty on adrenaline.
Well, you don't need me to tell you that your paycheck isn't going as far as it used to, but let me help you count the ways.
Okay.
Prices went up 3.1% in the last 12 months. Your salary went up only 2.4% on average.
Yes.
What's left is known as your real wage. A new report says real wages in this country are falling at their fastest rate in 14 years.
What's the Comey Index, though?
I don't know.
The COMI?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cost of Marrying Index.
I don't know. What about the CODI? CODI.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose I should have rewritten it. Thanks.
Certainly.
What about the CTKH? It's not what you think.
What would that be?
Cheaper to keep her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the reason real wages are going
down... Thank you!
The reason real wages are going down is your boss is too stingy with the pay raises,
thank
which
you.
Means you have to work more hours just to keep up with the cost
thank
of
you.
Living. This will bite your employer in the ass when people don't have enough money to buy whatever it is your company makes. Unless you work at an oil company, they're fine.
Right.
And the government's fine, so the economy's mainly just hurting you and the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Delta facing bankruptcy in the next few months, even after cutting 7,000 jobs and other expenses. United has dumped all four of its pension plans to make ends meet as it heads for bankruptcy later this year.
You mean really Ted didn't turn that whole company around?
I guess not.
And if United can make it to later in the year without its union employees going on strike, if you think you're unhappy with your real wages... Talk to the people who work at United.
And have for years, and you look at the oil. And the main reason for airlines going bankrupt is because of the oil prices.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody touches the oil companies. They get fatter and fatter and fatter.
Well, didn't you see on the news? Good news at the pumps.
Yeah.
The cost of a gallon of gas was down 3 cents.
Isn't that wonderful?
3 cents. Stinking pennies. You know who cares about that? Mm. Allen Line One.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And while all that was happening, price of oil went up another dollar a barrel, so the prices will be going back up again.
This is ridiculous.
No progress.
Pennyman.
Hey, that ringing in your pocket could be your parking meter calling. I'll explain that when we come back.
You're crazy. It has no parking meter, bud.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That wasn't one of the things from when you had a cold, was it?
No.
Oh, my apologies.
This is the Don and Mike Show.